الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome back to another beautiful episode on the Silsila, where we are discussing stories of the glorious Quran. Now, these stories, as we always mention, these stories, these parables, these waqi'at, are actually, they have happened in reality. We must never ever think that they are fairy tales or that they are made up. They have truly occurred, and they are great lessons, great madani pearls of advices for you and I, if only we take these advices. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, at the very beginning of this silsila, I will urge you to please make good intentions. As our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. Therefore, don't delay. Make as many good intentions today. Make the good intention that I'm listening to the silsila for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, for the pleasure of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Make the good intention that what I learn, I will try my best to act upon it, to practice it, and to teach others as well, inshallah Azza wa Jal. We don't know. If we ourselves don't practice, but let's say we teach somebody what we have learned, something good, and that person practices because we have taught them, then we will also get thawab, we will also get reward, because that person practiced upon what we taught. These are spiritual investments that we should not leave, my dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. Indeed, there are countless of benefits and blessings for reciting Durood-e Pak, salawat, and salutations upon the cream of creation, the most generous and kind, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It is mentioned in a beautiful narration that the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam had stated, the person who recites Durood-e Pak, salawat, salutations upon me 1,000 times daily will not die until they see their place in Jannah. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, if we also want this privilege, if we also want this benefit and this blessing, then we know what to do. Instead of using our precious moments and our precious time in unnecessary conversations, in humor and joking and fooling around, rather use that time as a spiritual investment for the akhirah, for the grave as well, and do the dhikr, the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. Recite the glorious Quran or send Durood-e Pak upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us this understanding. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, in today's episode, we will discuss the purity of Sayyidatuna Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha, subhanallah azza wa jal. She was indeed a waliya. She was a friend of Allah azza wa jal. And Allah azza wa jal had granted her many karamat, many miracles as well. Listen carefully, but take the lessons, derive the lessons, and apply it in our lives, inshallah, azza wa jal. Nabi Isa, ruhullah, ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam. He was born to Sayyidatuna Maryam, radiyallahu ta'ala anha. But he was born without any father. His miraculous birth, that is, without any male intervention, without a father. Only the mother, Sayyida Maryam, radiyallahu ta'ala anha, is a belief of the Muslims. And each and every Muslim believes this and accepts this. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. When his blessed birth arrived, Sayyidatuna Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha went far away from her people and sat beneath a dry date palm tree. She was in isolation, away from her people. There was only a dry date palm tree which she sat under. Under the same tree, Nabi Isa Ruhullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam was born, subhanallah. As Nabi Isa alayhi salam was born from this pure woman, this unmarried mother, Sayyidatuna Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she was in a state of worry and grief. Why? Because she felt that this grief and was not returning home to her village out of fear that the people will accuse her of doing sin. Na'udhu billahi min dhalik. She was sitting in this deserted place, this isolated place under that dry date palm tree where there was nothing to eat, nothing to drink. And then suddenly, Jibra'il Amin alayhi salam, he descends and he made a stream of river, a stream of water flow by casting and hitting the earth with his heel. All of a sudden, the dry palm tree rejuvenated and came to life. It started to yield fruits, subhanallah azza wa jal. Then Jibra'il alayhi salam spoke to Sayyidatuna Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha in the following words, and this is mentioned in Surah Maryam, subhanallah, verses 24 to 26. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فناداها من تحتها ألا تحزني قد جعل ربك تحتك سريا وهزي إليك بجذع النخلة تساقط عليك رطبا جنيا فكلي واشربي وقري عينا. Translation from Kanzul Iman. The angel therefore called her from below her. Do not grieve, your Lord has made a river flow below you, and shake the trunk of the palm tree towards you. Ripe, fresh dates will fall upon you. This was a miracle that the date palm tree was dry, and it was a winter season. The commentators mentioned this part. The Quran further continues, therefore, eat and drink and appease your eyes, subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, have you seen what great respect and honor that Islam has given Sayyidatuna Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha, whom in English is called Mary, in Isa alayhi salam in English is called Jesus Christ. But have you seen what honor and respect that one of the chapters, one of the surahs of the glorious Quran is named Mary, is named Maryam, subhanallah azza wa jal. And it also describes, as we have quoted now, the birth of Isa alayhi salam and what happens thereafter, that dry palm tree, which was dry, no fruits, no tumur, no dates, all of a sudden, because this was a karama, a miracle of Sayyidah Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha, that Allah azza wa jal has granted her, subhanallah azza wa jal. Furthermore, in the previous episode we had mentioned that Sayyidah Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha, when she was born, her mother took an oath, a vow, and made a pledge to Allah azza wa jal. This child that is born, I will keep this child in the service of Baytul Maqdis, which is Masjid Al-Aqsa. For those of you who were with us for that episode, you will recall very well. And subhanallah azza wa jal, she was so pious from a young age that she used to worship in that special room that Nabi Zakariya alayhi salam had made for her. And she would actually receive fruits which were out of season. Winter fruits she would receive in summer, and summer fruits would appear there in winter. And Nabi Zakariya alayhi salam, being a prophet of Allah azza wa jal, asks her, how do you receive these fruits which are from out of season? And she says, this is by the will of Allah azza wa jal. Thus showing her wilayah and her sainthood. Remember, the prophets of Allah azza wa jal are only men, are only male. Yes, She means can become waliyas, can become friends of Allah Azza wa Jal and saints, but not prophets of Allah Azza wa Jal. And therefore she was one of those great saints of Islam who showed us her purity, subhanAllah Azza wa Jal. Nevertheless, the great Prophet Nabi Zakariya alayhi salam sees her purity and her piety. And there the Quran mentions, he stands there by her and he makes dua for a son. And Allah Azza wa Jal grants him a son. But after many years he makes this dua. He is now in his old age, his wife as well. The Quran documents this. And seeing the piety of Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha, he makes a dua and Nabi Yahya alayhi salam is born. SubhanAllah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now here, we have mentioned in this beautiful Quranic verse that after the birth of Isa alayhi salam, indeed, she had received ripened tumur, ripened dates. But this was commanded by Allah Azza wa Jal. She was commanded by Allah Azza wa Jal to shake the roots and the branches of this tree. Look at her power, her spiritual power, her physical power that Allah Azza wa Jal had granted to her. And you try shaking the branches or the roots of a date tree and see how those fruits fall down. But nevertheless, Allah Azza wa Jal granted her this power, the spiritual power, which was also physical power, where even though in that condition, nobody there to help, in isolation, she gives birth to the blessed Nabi Isa Ruhullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam, and still she has that energy and that power to shake the tree so that the dates fall down. SubhanAllah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is also very clear from Sayyidatuna Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha that until she was without children, she was blessed with the provision of fruits in her chamber that was made by Zakariya alayhi salam for her to worship Allah Azza wa Jal. However, when her child, Nabi Isa Ruhullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam was born, then it was commanded by Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal to shake this date palm tree and make some efforts thereafter, and you will be provided with that tumur, with those dates. SubhanAllah. When Sayyidatuna Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha finally returns to her village amongst the Bani Israel with Sayyidina Isa Ruhullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam in her lap. Remember, she had just given birth. Isa alayhi salam is an infant. In her lap, she is carrying him. Now people, the cruel people, na'udhu billahi min dhalik, and they start to say, O Maryam, you have committed a very shameful act. Although there was not any immorality in your parents, and neither was your mother an evil woman, a sinner. So how have you given birth to a child without a husband? When the people crossed their limits of these insults and false accusations, they couldn't understand how she gave birth without a husband. Sayyidina Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha remained silent, but asked the people, and she told the people, in order to prove her innocence, she told them to ask the child, ask the infant, Isa Ruhullah alayhi salam. The people say, what? Why and how can we talk with this child? It's a newborn baby. How can we talk to this child? How can this child understand us? Upon hearing these comments from the people, Isa alayhi salam, the great prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, began to speak, and this has been documented in the glorious Quran in Surah Maryam verses 30 to 33. He said,
قَالَ إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ آتاني الكتاب وجعلني نبيا وجعلني مباركا أينما كنت وأوصاني بالصلاة والزكاة ما دمت حيا وبرا بوالدتي ولم يجعلني جبارا شقيا والسلام علي يوم ولدت ويوم أموت ويوم أبعث حيا.
Translation from Kanzul Iman. The child said, I am Allah's bondman. He has given me the book and made me a herald of the hidden, that is a prophet. And he has made me blessed wherever I be, and ordained upon me prayer and charity as long as I live, and has made me good to my mother, and not made me forceful, ill-fated. And peace is upon me the day I was born, and on the day I shall taste death, and on the day I will be raised alive. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, look at this great miracle of Nabi Isa Ruhullah ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. That even as an infant, a newborn baby, how eloquent his speech is, and how honored Allah Azza wa Jal made him and his beloved and pure mother, Sayyidina Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha, that his words are enshrined in the glorious Quran. Allahu Akbar. Indeed, this miracle of Isa alayhi salam occurred just after his birth. In this speech, firstly, he alayhi salam declares himself as a servant, a slave, a bondman of Allah Azza wa Jal. As Muslims, our belief is Allah Azza wa Jal, his tawheed, his oneness, he has no partners. Allah Azza wa Jal does not have a mother, a father, does not have a son, a daughter. Allah Azza wa Jal does not need this, does not have these needs. It is we human beings who have these emotions and these desires and these needs. Allah Azza wa Jal is not like his creation because he is the creator. There's a world of difference between creator, Allah Azza wa Jal, and creation, everything else. Because everything else is a creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. So therefore, he told the people whilst as a newborn baby, I am a slave of Allah Azza wa Jal. I am a bondsman of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the false accusation that the people were going to make against Allah Azza wa Jal. Therefore, it was a natural tendency for the rank of his nubuwwah, of his prophethood, to firstly dismiss and negate these false accusations that were going to be made against Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal is most majestic and magnificent. Whoever he blesses with prophethood, with nubuwwah, certainly their birth is always clean, is always pure, is always sanctified, and majestic signs of their prophethood, of their nubuwwah are made apparent since their childhood. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, also in this part of Surah Maryam that we have recited, Allah Azza wa Jal is mentioning the blessed milad, the blessed birth of Sayyidina Isa Ruhullah ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam. And at the end, there is mention of salam, of peace. From this we come to know that celebrating the blessed birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and reciting salatu salam at the end is a sacred practice, a sunnah actually of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is a very respected act of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, do you know, just a point of interest and note, that our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had celebrated his blessed milad, his blessed birth, every Monday. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to fast every Mondays. And Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, they asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why do you fast on Mondays? And the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, this was the day that I was born, and the wahi, or the first wahi, the first revelation of the Quran was revealed to me on a Monday. Allahu Akbar. Therefore, ulama ikram have said And in this way, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to celebrate his own blessed birthday by fasting on a Monday. And Sahaba Kiram, they also would fast on a Monday. Amir Ahl-Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Dam Barakatum Aliyah, the founder of Dawud Islami, encourages us in his beautiful Madani Inamat booklet, in his Madani Inamat program, to help us to do Islah and to reform ourselves. One of the questions that it contains is, did you fast on a Monday? Make this intention, as it is Sunnah, it is a practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to fast on a Monday. So make this intention, inshaAllah ta'ala, I will try to fast on a Monday. And if your intention is sincere and is pure, you'll already get the sawab of this. And if for whatever reason you cannot make it to fast on that Monday, you still got the sawab, you still got the reward of this. Amir Ahl-Sunnah Dhamma Barakatuhu Al-Aliya also says that if you cannot make it for that Monday, try to fast on any other day, inshallah. And fasting is very good for us, spiritually and physically as well. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, for the lovers of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when Rabi'ul Nur, Rabi'ul Awwal, when it arrives, then subhanAllah, Amir Ahl-Sunnah has taught us that wave green flags, decorate your homes, decorate your shops, your vehicles in fact, and show the people, express your love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Islamic brothers to join the julus, the processions, wherever you are in your city or in your country, inshallah azza wa jal. In doing this, we will be showing gratitude to Allah azza wa jal for sending His most beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to us, and that we are the ummatis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Azza wa Jal could have made us ummatis and followers of any other prophet, but look how fortunate we are. We were made to enter into the ummah of the beloved of Allah, Habibullah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, we have also come to know from the above mentioned speech and talk of Sayyiduna Nabi Isa Ruhullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that salah and zakah and a good conduct, a good character and good manners towards parents are such obligations that were also obligatory in the Sharia, in the Islamic sacred law of Nabi Isa alayhi salam. For this I would advise you, try to obtain two beautiful booklets of Amir Ahl-Sunnah Dam Barakatuhum Aliya. One is regarding the blessed Milad Sharif, the blessed birth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, called the Dawn of Blessings, and the other is Oceanic Dome. This shows us the importance of your mother, of your father, and what rights they have over us as children, and the obligation upon us to treat them with respect and love and to honor them, especially in their old age. May Allah Azza wa Jal make us sincere. May Allah Azza wa Jal forgive us, our parents, the Muslims. May Allah Azza wa Jal remove our problems. Please do join us next time on this beautiful silsila, Stories of the Glorious Quran. Ameen bi jahi an-nabiy al-amin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Quran.